This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
You are listening to Tuesday Drive with Team Dean on Joy 94.9. Jacqueline's not here, so I've got a team happening. We've got Fossey, we've got
Tristan, I'm here.
We've got Annie, and we've got a special guest. Joining us live in the studio is comedian Georgie Carroll. Welcome, Georgie.
Oh, hey, thanks for letting me in the team, Dean.
And you should explain, to work out who we were, you wrote down little notes.
Yeah, because I'm rubbish at names.
Yeah.
The nurse thing, we don't have to remember names, we have to remember what disease you've got.
what
but I didn't know any of your diseases.
You'll soon learn.
So I looked in from the back, and Dean, I drew glasses next to Dean.
Yep.
And then the producer said, Fossey's in the check.
Yep.
And Tristan's, Tristan's, it's his last show.
Yep.
And then I come in and you're all wearing glasses.
And both Fossey and I are wearing check. So,
yeah.
Check, glasses, and beards.
We could be twins. We could be
cripes,
twins.
Yeah.
We are, actually.
There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah, anyway, I've worked it out now.
good. Now, people might recognise your voice, Georgie Carroll, because you are on. Have you been paying attention?
I know. I'm all over them panel shows, aren't I? Yeah.
You are.
So, yeah, it's a... It's been a bizarre thing that just happened in my life, Dean.
I've got to say, I hadn't sort of heard of you before.
No.
And then suddenly you're on primetime.
It was so bizarre.
Yeah.
They, even when they invited me for the audition, I didn't know what the programme was.
Oh, really?
And the audition kind of went, just around a table, they just sort of said, do you pay attention? I was like, no. I have no. I thought it might be about that.
Yes.
I thought it might be about that. And then I said, I know a lot about prison and the Royals. You know, like, if there's a drugs mule, I'm all over it. I refuse to follow politics or any, you know, sport or anything. Human interest stories.
What a great way to live.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
okay.
that's my thing. And then, it was a bit like being asked out by the hot boy at school. It was like, I honestly thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
And then I went on the, you know, I went for the first filming. I was like, I'm just going to be myself because this will never happen again. You know, like this.
And now look.
Yeah, and then they kept asking me out, and then I started trying to be the perfect girlfriend, and it maybe got a bit wooden then. But at first, definitely, I just thought, this is just a ridiculous mix-up.
So you're trying to say you weren't doing comedy in the UK?
No.
Really?
I went to one comedy night before I did comedy, and I was a real mole.
Oh,
so
really?
I just sat, it was my hen do, and I was just wanted the whole night to be about me.
Well, of course.
And... Yeah, and so that was my only exposure to comedy, apart from watching it on telly.
How long have you been here now?
I think we're just getting up to the 10-year anniversary.
10 years. So 10 years ago in the UK, you weren't doing any comedy. Is that because nobody laughs in the UK?
No, we laugh really hard. I just didn't. It just. I suppose I was busy. I did the very sort of. I suppose closely identified with the country Australia. You just kind of.
Right.
Do everything young. You just get married. You have kids. You get a job. You buy an house. I was just doing all that stuff. I kind of got it all nailed down by about 26.
No, I didn't get the memo either.
Did you not get the memo, mate? So, no, I totally didn't know there was another way of living.
Yeah.
I just sort of just fell into it, really. Just the married life and the kids, and it's going really well. We're still together and very happy. And, then when I got here, just I wanted to meet everybody. And ended up going watching a comedy night. It was awful.
So you're from Manchester originally, and you've been in Australia for about eight...
Adelaide. I picked Adelaide, mate. That's where I picked.
So how about your accent?
I didn't know.
Lost your Manchester accent, have you?
No.
Weirdly enough, I just phoned one of my teenagers, and he's never sounded Australian, and in the last week he's gone full-blown, he's gone to high school full-blown Aussie.
Oh, really?
It was probably conditioned.
So he's just fitting in now. And
Yeah. Well, I think we sort of beat that into them, though. If you don't talk like us, well, you know...
You kind of want to fit in a bit in high school.
Sure.
Now, your show is called, Nurse Georgie Carroll, Treat Yourself.
Treat Yourself.
So, do you draw upon your nursing background and history?
It's a little bit of everything, that. You have to write these titles. 10 months in advance and you've no idea.
You need to title months out, don't you?
You do. And I suppose I was more a patient than a nurse this year, all in fun ways. Like, nothing dreadful.
Hello, doctor.
Yeah, just like, yeah, I threw my rotator cuff out doing a cartwheel, that kind of thing.
You threw your what?
In a rotator cuff, the bit that keeps your arm on your body. The muscles.
Is that what that is?
Your rotator cuff.
I wouldn't do you. Do your cartwheel.
I thought you were being a bit dirty.
Why wouldn't you? So, yeah, so treat yourself. A bit of that, a bit of compassion fatigue. So, you know, I'll treat yourself, will you?
Yeah.
Bit of that.
Because nurses do have a compassion threshold, don't they?
Well, yeah, mate, I've just been staying out in Tassie with my friend and her wife, and she's a nurse, the wife.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we were both accused of having no empathy.
Yes.
None. And we were like, that's what we do. We were watching the Madeleine McCann documentary, and we were accused of having no empathy whatsoever.
Oh, really? Do you reckon the profession just beats it out of you? So you had it to begin with?
I mean, it's a real thing, compassion fatigue. It's like the demands for help and things are overwhelming.
Yeah.
But you don't see it when you're in there. I've seen it happen to older nurses, but you never see it in yourself.
It's a bit hard to make fun of patients, their face, though, isn't it?
That's
save that for the nurse's station.
Really?
We judge everybody, but we still care.
Yeah.
Like, we are very, like, the banter in the staff room is just ridiculous. But we go out and we genuinely care for people.
Done with love.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It makes me think of teachers, you know. I always wondered what teachers said in the staff room. I bet it wasn't very nice.
No, I bet it wasn't, mate. Were you a naughty boy? Were you fussy?
Never. No, I could tell you a story.
Now, Georgie, your comedy show starts tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Chookers.
Yeah, I can't wait. Why can't it start now? I started warming this show up in Perth, so it's already seen Perth, Adelaide, Brisbane, Tassie.
You couldn't write a new show?
That was warming it up. So Perth, Perth was the scary bit when you're making it.
Because the first time you do the show, will this land?
It's like being at the top of a ski jump.
Yeah.
You don't quite know what's going to happen, but you know you've said to everyone you're going to do it, you've got to do it.
Yeah, sure.
And then you set off and it might hurt, and every day you're thinking all day about how to correct it so you don't crash at the bottom. And the first couple of weeks are pretty alcohol-fueled and chaotic and talking to yourself, doubts and all of those things. But by now, it feels like a dance, mate. I just like go up there.
Perth audiences compared to the other side, to Brisbane audiences, is there a difference?
To Brisbane?
Yeah.
Oh, God, you're all so different. All so different. So, Perth is very sort of just happy that you've gone.
Grateful.
We don't see many from the other side.
That's one of my favourite festivals, because even though it's a scary bit, it is just totally, you feel like being brave in front of them.
Sure.
Yes.
And then Brisbane.
You've got to speak slower.
Brisbane, yeah. Brisbane definitely has a very different sense of humour to Melbourne. And then,
Adelaide, I mentioned, is very polite.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't want to use the term free speech, because it isn't that, but there is some kind of chaos to what they can say on stage.
Right.
But sometimes he'll say that, these 20-year-old fellas, and then you go back in 2 years and they've sorted out what they actually think.
Okay.
So there's something nice about letting them say, and they're not creating an army. They're playing to a pokey room with three people not looking at them. Do you know, like, it's so they're not really changing hearts and minds. They say stuff you would never say in Melbourne.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So,
Can you think of an example, or am I putting you on the spot there?
I think you'd put me on the spot, really, because some of the things you say, I don't want to say like I'm backing it. I'm saying that you change over the years. So the 19-year-olds are saying stuff that they're not saying at 22, but the more they say it and get it out there and realise that no one's laughing.
Uh-huh. Probably, and you do get some
brilliant ones out of Brisbane as a result. You get Damien Power, who's never said anything mean. Yeah. But, you know, like, you get them and your Steph Tisdale and all these people who've just been allowed to bounce around. And whereas Melbourne, should I say it in Melbourne? Melbourne, I often feel, is a little bit censored.
Oh,
she said it. She went there.
This is great. We're a little bit censored.
Oh, yeah.
So I will change that.
No, you don't. No. Just be what you are. But, yeah. So, anyway.
Oh, no, I reckon if we're censored, no, Dean and I will get on it. We'll fix that.
You'll fix that. Yeah.
Leave it with us?
Yeah.
So what can people expect from your show?
I just want them to laugh really hard, man.
Just laugh, yeah?
I don't want to change anybody. I just want them to come, laugh really hard. Remember, we all put our pants on in the morning.
Absolutely. And you're doing it at the European Beer Cafe.
Yeah.
So can you have a bit of a tipple as you go?
I don't drink before I go on. I am a good drinker. I like a party.
Yeah? Let's find out.
Can you hear that? I have virtually no vocal cords at the minute from 3 months of festival. So, but yeah, the downstairs in the beer cafe is just a beautiful comedy venue. It's nice. You know, it's good beer and wine, clean toilets, all of that. All the things that you like in a festival.
That'll be a first for Melbourne.
And it's got good comedy all year round, so it's kind of got good foot traffic. And I'm on for 3 weeks. I start... Tomorrow, 3 weeks.
Fantastic. So the show starts March 27th tomorrow and all the way through to April 12th.
No days off, mate. Days off for quitters.
No days off?
Nah, days off.
As a nurse, do you have some help with that? Do you have some medicinal help to keep going for 3 weeks?
I don't know the answer to that.
European beer.
It's all just me, mate. It's all just perspective. It's so much easier than nursing. Just go on for an hour a day.
Like shift work, isn't it, really?
Make people laugh and nobody dies. It's good.
Fantastic. So you can find out more about Georgie's show by going to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website, comedyfestival.com.
Yeah, if you just type in nurse, there's two of us. Go and see either of us. We're both good. I'm funny. She's more musical.
Oh, you're right.
So, yeah, go and see either.
She's the naughty nurse. I
reckon I'm a bit more gallows humour.
Gallows. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you very much, Georgie.
Oh, thanks for having me, Team Dean.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.